My girl Dorothy's in a play. She's wandered herself away. We left her off in Munchkin Land. Small people yelling, hey, we welcome you, we welcome you. Till Greeny comes in mean, flies low, cackles loud, and takes over the whole scene. She's all worked up. Girl goes and heads herself to Oz. She hears there's a wizard there who'll take pity on her cause. She wants home, but she doesn't know the way. So she buddies up with several pals who prefer that she would stay. The Scarecrow has no brain. The Tin Man has no heart. The Lion has no courage. Everyone plays their part. They're off to see the wizard who they hope will grant their wish. And Dorothy keeps wanting home like an out-of-water fish. Turns out the wizard is a jerk, a charlatan it seems. He pretends to be all-powerful, a granter of these dreams. He sends them on a mission to do his dirty work. He makes them melt the wicked witch who goes totally berserk. They bring him all this evidence and still he tells them no. He can't grant their wishes after all because he's just some schmo. They see him behind the curtain and he's this tiny little man. The great and powerful Oz, no way, just a megaphone in hand. Dorothy's stuck in Oz. Her friends without their wishes. They're all bummed out, distraught, and pout till Oz has come to Jesus. He's got a hot air balloon. He figures out how to fly. Now Dorothy's got her ride, and so it's time to say bye-bye. Adios to the Scarecrow who suddenly got the smarts. Sayonara to the Tin Man who's bleeding from the heart. The Lion is no coward when he stands sweeps at her side. Bravery is showing strength through difficult goodbyes. You forgot the ruby slippers, yo. I did, my God, you're right. Galinda gave them to her and she clicks them to take flight. Moral of the story? There is no place like home. Her backyard had it all, it seems, but didn't know till she roamed.